Okay, Rabosa, good vach. Shavua Tov, we are here. Today's daf is Pesachim daf Tzadi Aleph, as we almost done with the 8th parak. We had a bit of a more difficult daf yesterday. Today's a bit easier, if I don't mind saying so myself. But we do have to finish up the last topic in our Mishnah that we talked about yesterday, and that is V'azava Shochtin, and for Azava on the 8th day. Again, if you remember, a woman who because sees three re'ios, if she sees three emissions of blood on her days of ziva, so then she is a zava gadola, and she waits 7 clean days, and then on the 8th day she brings a korban. And we had, again, we, as we've been saying in the Mishnah, we've been saying before that if a person, in most cases anyway, if a person is going to be able to eat the korban pesach at night, right, again, they're just missing some sort of process. So then, assuming that that process will happen on its own, right, we will shech korban pesach for them. So we said that azava, right, because since she's going to bring a korban on the 8th day, we will shech korban pesach for her, and therefore she'll be able to eat the korban pesach at night when she comes to her, right after she finishes the korban is brought. So Gemara says, Tani Tana Kameder of Adar Bar Ava. They have taught the following halacha in front of Rav Adar Bar Ava, again, I'm by the two dots. On Sadi on the bays, about 10 or 12 lines up. So they taught this in front of Rav Bar Ava, v'hazav shokhtin Allah b'shvi shalom. They taught it not like the our Mishnah says the 8th day, but it says the 7th day. So Amalei, he said to him, v'hazav b'shvi shalom mi'chazio. Wait a second, azava on the 7th day, right, we said she counts 7 days of Tahara, of not seeing any blood or whatever, and then she needs to wait, there's a 3-step process here. There's a mikvah on the 7th day, there's a hair of Shemesh, and then she needs to bring a korban on the 8th day. She's not tohar until she finishes that process. So on the 7th day, she's not able to eat the korban pesach, and at night, she won't be able to either. And even according to the one who says that you can shecht for someone who's tamei sheretz, honey mili, that's only tamei sheretz de chazil orta. That's only tamei sheretz, right, since he's going to be able to eat the korban pesach at night. So we can shecht for him. V'had ad l'machar demasi kapara lo chazia. But she has to bring her kapara. She has to bring her korban on the next day, on the 8th day. So she's not able to eat the korban pesach. So the Gemara says, "You're right. Ema b'shmini." So therefore, yeah, it must be the price was talking about the 8th day. So the Gemara says, "Well then, pshita. Well then, we have our Mishnah that teaches that. You don't need to teach me that in the brisa, or teach me that in front of Rav Adar Bar Ava." So the Gemara says, "Ma'adat ema you might have thought given the mechasra kapara lo." You might have thought that since she's missing her kapara, so therefore she's not. So Kamash Malam Kidder Rav Shammai, again, if you remember yesterday, we had said that Rav Shmaya has explained that once a person has given their korban to the Kohen, we assume that the Kohanim will bring the korban, right? We're not worried that they may mess it up. So therefore, the Zava, just like since she's given over her korban to the Kohanim, we assume that everything will be taken care of, and she's fine, and she can eat the korban pesach. Ravina Amar Ravina says nida tana kame. Actually, the case was a nida, right? It wasn't a zava; it was a nida. Vakamash malan, and teaching me that b'shmini im b'shvi'i lo, that she's allowed to. You can check the korban pesach for her on the 8th day. Again, a nida is a little bit different. If you're familiar, the nida at least mita raisa. Nowadays, right, all women sit Shivan Akiyam for any type of blood, but for if halakas of anida midaraisa, the woman is tamei 7 days and then goes to the mikvah at night, not during the day. So that's the chiddush over here, that bashmini im bashvi'i lo, that we need to teach that anida on the 8th day can shef korban pesach, but not on the 7th day. Right, meaning that was the conversation. Meaning tana kamei v'anida shoktan al bashvi. Meaning the brisa originally it said that you can shech the korban pesach for anida on the 7th day. And I'm like, anida bashvi michazia. Right, and again, anida is not. She's still missing an action at night. She doesn't only need the sun to go down. She needs to go to the mikvah after nightfall. Right, afilu the manda amar shoktan mizorkin al tamei sheretz the chazia lorta. Again, this is the same conversation. Anida lorta the shvi hu the tavla. Anida goes to the mikvah at night. But Ashmini of the Arab Shemesh Lochazia, and she's only going to be good to eat the Korban Pesach on the 8th day. So Gemara says, Ella Ema Bashmini, so rather it must be that it's the 8th day that you're allowed to shech the Korban Pesach for Anida, not the 7th. So the Gemara again says, Pshita, right? It's obvious, right? Isn't that Pasha? Meaning that Mistama, that she, 1 second, sorry, hold on. Right. Meaning, okay. Meaning, the Gemara is obviously, meaning after the Nida's 7-day process, so the 8th day is nothing for her, right? She went to the mikvah already, right? The 8th day is like a very random Tuesday. So Gemara says, Hashto ma ziva, the mechzer kapara, shokhtin, vizorkin, aleva shmini. So right, now that we taught me that a zava, who's mechuzer kipurim, right, is on the 8th day. Meaning she needs to bring a korban on the 8th day. You can still shecht for her. Nida, but I need dolo mechzer kipura, tzricho, the meymar. To show them is okay, Allah. So why would you need to teach me that a nida is you can shecht the korban pesach for the nida on the 8th day? Right, if you can do it for a zava who still needs to bring a korban, obviously you can do it for a nida who doesn't need to do anything. Right, you forget she doesn't even need the nightfall. She's nothing. She's done. So Gemara says nida yitzrichalei kamash malan mishmi in mishvi lo. No, so you needed to teach me that you could do the 8th, but not the 7th, right? We're trying to allow fuke the 7th day. I mean, we're trying to exclude the 7th day. The Tanya, like within the Raisa, kol chayvei tfilos, tfilosim bayom, right? All, anybody who has to go to the mikvah can do it during the day, except for nida v'yoledes. Except for nida and yoledes, tfilosim v'layla, they will go at night. And again, someone who gives birth, we're talking, has to wait again. Same halacha, that they just have to wait 7 full days and then go to the mikvah at night. That's for a female, for a girl, it's 14 days. Okay, either way, the time has well in the brisa. Yachol tovelos mi bod yom. You might have thought that the nida or the yoledes can be. Well, I think this brisa is by nida. Nida can be tovel during the day. So Talmud Lomar, for the pasuk says Shivas Yamim Tiyak, yeah, Benida Sok. 7 days she is in her Nida. Tehei Benida Sok called Shiva. Right, she has to be a Nida all 7 days. I mean, we're not going to say Mitzvah Yom Kekulo or anything like that. It needs to be a full 7 days and then the Mikvah, and then the Oledes is Kishlo Nida, and then the Oledes is connected Exer Shava to Nida. Right, but the Rashi points to quotes the pasuk that the Gemara doesn't. Ki made Nidas Devasa. Okay, so new Mishnah now. Now talking about again, so with the same theme that we've been talking about, people who may or may not be able to eat the Korban Pesach, right? People who are tamei need to become tahor, right? Against a similar theme of people who are not sure whether they can eat it at night, or they might be able to eat it at night, they're not going to be able to eat it at night. So the Mishnah says like this: Ha'onin v'mafakech esagal. Well, just to explain, the second one is easier to explain. I'll go back to an onin. Mefakech esagal is someone who's trying to clear rubble, clear something like some collapsed building or chamalitzan or something, if it's Rashi explains, right? And the in yodea im yitzenu chayomes, meaning they know that somebody's down there, and you don't know if the guy is going to be dead or not. So the question is simply, right, if that's happening on Erev Pesach, so obviously if they find out the guy is dead, so then the guy clearing the rubble made an ohel over the mace, and therefore he's going to be tummy, right? Or he touches him, etc. So we don't. He may become tummy, meaning we're not sure what his status is right now. An onain is a little bit more complicated. An onain literally, what is an onain? An onain is someone whose rachmal tzlan relative dies on that day. There's a machlokas between Rashi and other Rishonim as to whether he's been buried yet. The concept of aninus is the oraisa on the first day, and as soon as nighttime hit, right, that's also a whole discussion, but pashtus, just for simplicity's sake right now, when nighttime hits on the night after the person passes away, so then the aninus is the rabbana. So the guy who is in onin right now, let's say 12 o'clock in the afternoon, Erev Pesach, if he loses a relative, the body, Rashi says, let's take Rashi's pshat, the body has not been buried yet. At this moment, an onin is not allowed to eat kudshim. He's not allowed to eat kachim, but when he becomes a non-onin, meaning after the aninus d'oraisa ends, i.e. at nightfall, so then he's only an onin d'rabbanan, and he would allow to eat kachim. Now the question here is whether he's going to bury his relative. Obviously, if he buries his relatives, he's going to be tummy. So theoretically, the onin is potentially able to eat the Korban Pesach tonight, meaning if it's Erev Pesach. Even though right now at this moment he's not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach, he will be able to eat the Korban Pesach at night because his aninus d'oraisa is going to end. But this is again the suffix whether he's going to become tamei, similar to the mefakech hazagal, to the guy clearing the rubble. We're not sure what his status is going to be. Okay, those are those two cases, and then a couple other cases which are not halachic but more physical. Someone whom they promised they would get out of jail. Someone who's sick. Someone who's older. So if they're able to eat a kazayis, meaning at this point, so the Mishnah says, shochten alein, you can shech the korban Pesach for them. Even though it's unclear whether right, they will be able to eat this korban Pesach tonight, at this moment when you shech the korban, so they will be able to eat it at night. And again, the onan, like I said, is more complicated, even though right now he's not able to. We know when the aninus ends, he will be able to. So therefore, we will shecht for him. Right? It's no different than someone you know, who's waiting for Erev Shemesh, like we talked about yesterday. Someone, let's say, a Tefil Yom, etc. Someone who's already gone to the mikvah, or someone who's already given their korbanos, who just needs for nightfall. The onan is also just waiting for nightfall for his halachic status to lessen, and he'll be able to, therefore, eat the korban Pesach. The Mishnah says, Al kulan in shochten aleihem b'fnei atzman, but you can't shecht a single, you can't shecht the korban Pesach for them if they're the only one who's listed on the korban, because then, you know, if they do become tamei or etc. or can't eat it like the other cases are, so then there will be a problem with the korban Pesach, and we don't want to do that. So the fichach, so therefore imira b'hem psul, right? And therefore, if something happens to them, right? So p'turim milasas pesach sheni, they're potter. To make a pasuk sheni, because again, right now we shecht and sprinkle the korban pesach for them. Yes, they weren't able to eat it, but again, as we pointed out in the past few dalbim, in the hemshich and the mahalach and the gemara, so then the achila is not crucial. Okay, so they shecht the korban pesach, they sprinkled for them. Everybody's good. They don't have to make pesach sheni. Chutz min hafakeach bagal, except for the guy clearing the rubble. Shehu tamei mitchiloso, because if he finds a dead body, so then he's going to be tamei right away. Rashi says kodam shchita. Right, so he's going to be tamei. Right, meaning again, the case is he's searching for the body right now at the time of the shechita. So if he finds a dead body, says the Mishnah, we're going to retroactively make him tamei. Right, just to continue in Rashi, sharei hehil es hatuma hehil. It's a hard word to say. Al hatuma misha shehitchil lefakeach. Right, because again, we're concerned that he was over the mace when he started clearing the rubble. So again, the Gemara will explain exactly what kind of case it is. Amar Rabba, Rabba Bar Huna, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Lo Shonu Ela Beis Asurin De'akum. Now, when we said that the guy promised that he's going to get out of jail, so this is all talking about a Goyisha jail. And first of all, just in terms of, we don't trust that the Goyim are going to keep the word, right? So, all right, we assume, right, again, that what's this jumping off of? So Rashi says, if you look at Rashi, which halacha of the Mishnah are we talking about? That we don't shecht the korban Pesach for this one guy alone. So we're talking about, right, a case where the guy is in a goyish jail. We're not actually sure, even though they promised to release him, we're not actually sure if they're going to release him. So therefore, we can't shecht a single korban Pesach for this one guy, because we don't want to, you know, mess up the korban Pesach if he doesn't end up getting out. But if we're talking about a Jewish jail, then we will shecht him on his own. We assume, right, we trust that he's going to actually get out the clip, because the pasuk says, Bnei Yisrael are in general, by and large, honest people. So this guy's getting out of Jewish jail, so then we're going to trust him. Now, in Echanami, the concept of Jewish jail, just to clarify, there's really not so much Jewish jail in the Gemara or in Halacha, right? The concept of jail as we know it in, let's say, America or throughout the world, really, is really almost non-existent in Jewish Halacha, right? The Gemara, the Mishnayos and Sanhedrin do speak about jail that a person will not get out of. The Mishnayos there speak about how if a person killed, for example, a person committed a murder, but there was some sort of problem with the edim, so Beis Din can't put him to jail, can't put him to death. So what they do is they throw him in jail, and they basically feed him food that will make his stomach explode, kind of like the sota. Or other cases where someone, like the mission says, where someone did an avera once, got malchus, did it again, and at some point, all right, you're going to jail, we're not going to be able to handle this guy. Right, again, we're talking about, you know, if there's some sort of problem with the testimony, etc. This case, Mistama, is talking about some sort of din derabanan, a Beis Din that puts someone in jail, maybe if he's not allowing someone to, if he's not going to, if you look at Rashi gives an example, right? If a person married a woman he's not supposed to, so we're trying to force him to get rid, make a divorce her, or the shalei mamon, or to pay money, right? So whatever reason, so he says, yeah. So Rashi gives a couple of examples over there, but in general, you don't really find this all kinds of the Jewish jail. But I guess you know, in some of there were a couple, I guess some scenarios where Beis Din would use. That would lock somebody up. Okay, fine. Just on that point. Amar Rav Chista says, "Hada Marta Beis Asurim the Akum La'Armane Lachutz Lachomas Beis Pagi." And that we said that we're not going to shech the only Korban Pesach for this guy if he's in Goyisha jail. So then that's only if it's outside the walls of Beis Pagi, which was inside Yerushalayim. Again, if you remember that that's what's it called? That was the farther. Right, we had this written in the Sefer about a month ago, ish. I'm forgetting exactly which daf, but that was the like one of the outskirts of Yerushalayim. That was the limits. Why? Because if Aval Ifnim Chomos Beis Pagi, if he's inside the walls, then Shoktan Aval Ifnim Asmo, and then he can have his own Korban Pesach. My time, I've shut down to Leva Achile, because you could deliver it to the jail, right? You're allowed to eat the Korban Pesach in Yerushalayim if he's in jail in Yerushalayim. So then, there you go. We don't have to worry about whether he's getting out or not. Okay. Now the Figach and Ira, if there's some sort of right, psul, some sort of problem. And any of these guys listed in the Mishnah do not actually eat the Korban Pesach, right? They don't have to make Pesach sheni. So Amar Rav Bar Yochanan Rabbi Yochanan Loshanu Ella Gal Egul. Egul, I think. Egul. Alright, whatever it is. Well, we're talking about a pile that is literally means round, but it means up and down. A pile that was meaning he was definitely standing over the mace. Meaning it was like a triangular shaped pile. But if it was a long, you know, stretched out pile of rubble, so then Potter Milasas Pesach Sheni, then he doesn't have to do Pesach Sheni. One second, hold on. Didn't the Mishnah say he's Potter from saying Pesach Sheni? My apologies. Yeah, everybody in the Mishnah is Potter from making Pesach Sheni, except for the guy digging out the dead body, because we assume he was tummy at that time, right? If he finds that he's dead, that's only if the triangle, if the rubble was triangular in shape. But if it was long, so then he's potter, because right, we assume ima tohar hayav shachrita, because we assume right, the body didn't necessarily have to be where he was looking, right? If it's a whole long building, so then it doesn't necessarily mean that he was tummy at the time of the shachrita. It could have been that he became tummy later. Tanya b'hachri also in the brayza similar to this, or Shimon ben Benosha, Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch Amar, mefakech magal. Itim potter, itim chayef. Sometimes the guy who's digging in the rubble is going to be chayef for Korban Pesach Sheni, and sometimes he's going to be potter. Ketzad, how so? Gal egol, if it's some sort of triangular mound. V'nim tzeis tuma tachtav, and then they find a dead body, so then chayef. And he's going to be chayef to do Pesach Sheni, because mistama, when they shechem Korban Pesach, he was already tame. Gal aroch, what about a long pile of rubble? So then, v'nim tzeis tuma tachtav, potter, then we're going to say he's potter from Pesach Sheni, because ima tahor haya bishas. Because we assume that he's tohar when they shech the Korban Pesach. Okay, new Mishnah. How many people, what's the minimum amount of people you can have registered for Korban Pesach? Rabbi Yehuda says two. Rabbi Yossi Matir. Rabbi Yossi says no, you can actually have one person registered for the entire Korban Pesach. The guy eats a lot, God bless him, let him have the whole thing. Even if you have 100 people, but they can't each get a kezayis of meat, so then that doesn't work. Ain shochtin aleihem, you can't shech for them, right? As the Gemara will point out, everything goes based on edibility, right? If the guy can handle himself and he can finish the whole thing, great. If you have 100 people, but they're not each going to get a kezayis, they're not going to be able to finish it, or they're not going to get enough for each person, then you can't shech for them. Ain osin chaburas nashim v'avadim ketanim. And you can't make a group of women Canaanite slaves and Ketan, and the Gemara will talk about exactly what the case is. How do you know you can't shech Korban Pesach for one person, according to Rabbi Yehuda? The pasuk says, you're not allowed to shech the Korban Pesach in one of your gates, but here, Rabbi Yehuda says, right, the extra word, right? You could have just taken out that word, ba'achad. But it could have just said, "Lo suchal is bochas a pesach b'sharecha." Right? That pasuk said, "What's that pasuk saying? You can't shech that pasuk. Can't shech Korban Pesach at home. Can't shech the b'sharecha in one of your gates. You have to shech in the Beis Hamikdash." So what's the achad? So it says Rabbi Yehuda, you can't have one person shechting the Korban Pesach. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Rabbi Yossi says no. Yachid b'yachal la'ochlo If there's one person who's able to eat it, shochin alav. You can shecht it. Asar ein ochlin yacholin laochlo. And similarly, if you have 10 people that are not able to eat it, ein shochin alav. Right? You can't. You don't shecht the korban pesach for that. Meaning, everybody's got to be able. You have to be able to have the capacity to finish this meat. But otherwise, it doesn't get started. Rabbi Yossi, hi be'echad, my avi be. Okay, so what does Rabbi Yossi use this pasuk of be'echad? So we buy a lake of Rabbi Shimon. He learns like Rabbi Shimon, the Tanya, as we learned in a brisa, Rabbi Shimon, Omer, Menayim lezoveches pischo b'bamas yochi b'shas isra b'bamas shahu below sasei. How do you know that if you shech the korban pesach on your own bama, on your own private korban, mizbeach, at the time when the bamas were aser, right, there were different times in the period of Jewish history where personal mizbeachs were aser, meaning most of the time it was aser, whenever you had the Mishkan, or whenever you had the Mishkan in Shiloh, or obviously when you had the Beis HaMikdash. So there were periods of time in between those where you could have personal, private mizbeachs. But if you shecht, says Rabbi Shimon, that if you shecht Korban Pesach on your own backyard mizbeach, when those bamos are aser, then you violate a lo sasek. How do you know? Talmud Pesach, lo sukkah, mizbeach as a Pesach. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to shecht the Korban Pesach in your own backyard. Maybe it's also usher to do it when the bamos, when these personal mizbeachs were mutter. Where's that? What the pasuk says? Right in one of your gates. It's only usher to shecht the Korban Pesach at home. Right when all of the Jews go through one gate, i.e., when they go to the Beis Hamikdash, the Mishkan, etc., etc. Okay. Rabbi Yossi, Haimi Nale. So Rabbi Yehuda, sorry, and they're both reshiyot, so it's a little confusing. Rabbi Yehuda says that he doesn't use that word of echad to teach him this halacha. How does he know this halacha from? So he says simply, Gemara says tardi mashmalei. No, he learns it from both. That pasuk teaches both those things. And v'lulu Rabbi Yossi, mimayin d'lahachi. And Rabbi Yossi, according to Rabbi Yossi, how do you know that this is what he uses for? The Gemara Rabbi Shimon. Right, why does he use the word be'echad to teach me Rabbi Shimon's din? Maybe it's teaching me Rabbi Yehuda's din, that one person can't shech the Korban Pesach. So Amalecha, he would say to you, lo saga daitach. No, don't think that. The Ksim, the pasuk already says, ish lefi achlo. Right, already says, ish lefi achlo. It teaches me, each person, each eats as much as he can eat. Meaning ish, one person, right? That apparently you are allowed to shach the Korban Pesach, right? For an ish, for one single person, right? Ish the fiachlo to choso alasa, right? Apparently you can shach the Korban Pesach for one person. Okay, so Ramilei Rav Ukva Barachina and Miparishna LaRava. Rav Ukva asked the following question to Rava. Mi am Rabbi Yehuda in shochnes Pesach al Yochid. Really, Rabbi Yehuda holds you can't shech the Korban Pesach for one person. Or Minu ask you a question. Isha Barishon shochten alea. For the first paste Korban Pesach, meaning for Yud Dal and Nisan, you can shech the Korban Pesach for a woman. Bifnei Atzma, right, for on her own. Uvesheni, and for Pesach Sheni, also no sot tefila lacherim. But for Pesach Sheni, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we're going to see this machlokas soon on Amud Beis. What's the status of a woman for Pesach Sheni? So Rabbi Yehuda says that Pesach Sheni is not a chiyuv for a woman. She's a chayuv in Pesach Rishon, but she's not chayuv in Pesach Sheni. But it's Rishos, she's allowed to join in. So on Pesach Rishon, she's allowed to even get her own korban. Pesach Sheni, she has to join with other people because she doesn't have an explicit chiyuv. But you see that you can shech the Korban Pesach for one woman. So apparently, Rabbi Yehuda says you can shech the Korban Pesach for one person. Right? Why does the Mishnah say that you can't? So said, "No, don't say it's for one woman. Say it's for many women. You're allowed to shech one korban pesach for many women if it's all women in one group." So Amalei said to him, "Can you really make a group that's entirely women?" That's not what our Mishnah says at the end, the last line in our Mishnah. Well, you can't make a group of women, slaves, and children. Doesn't that seem to imply that you can't shecht Korban Pesach for these individual types of people on their own, meaning a group of women, or a group of slaves, or a group of ketanim? So Malay, no, it's nashim v'avadim ketanim biyachad. Means the group, you can't shecht Korban Pesach for these types of people together. Why? And the Gemara explains for different types of pritzus. Nashim v'avadim mishum tiflus, ketanim v'avadim mishum pritzusa. We're afraid that there's going to be some pritzus going on between the groups, either for between the slaves and the women, or between the slaves and the kids. Again, pritzus, Rashi says, mishkam zachar, right? We don't want anything on tznias happening in these groups. Okay. Fine. Gufa, let's go back to something we just quoted before. Isha barishon shokhtan aleb ifnei asma. Like I said, as promised. And machlokas in terms of a woman's role, what is her status in terms of Pesach Sheni? So it says the Brisa, Isha barishon, and in terms of Pesach Rishon, shokhtan aleb ifnei asma, she can get her own korban Pesach, as we said, or her own group of women can get their own korban Pesach, if they want, because they're chayiv in Pesach Rishon, but Bishini Osin Osotel Lachirim, she has to do with a group of others, Rabbi Yehuda, because again it's a reshus for her. She's not, it's not her own chiyuv. Rabbi Yossi says the opposite extreme. Isha Bishini Shokhtan Aleh Bifnei Atzma, for a Korban Pesach on Pesach Sheni, she can get her own Korban Pesach. Rabbi Shimon is the opposite extreme. Anyway, Rabbi Yossi says she can definitely get the Korban Pesach on Pesach Sheni on her own, and certainly by Pesach Rishon, meaning you can always shecht the Korban Pesach for a group of women by themselves, whether it's Pesach Rishon or Pesach Sheni. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Isha Barishon Osun Osotvil Lachenu, Besheni Inshokhtan Lakol Eker. Rabbi Shimon says in the first Pesach Rishon, right, Pesach Rishon, Yudal Nisan, she has to be joined with others, and on Pesach Sheni, she's not involved at all. So the Gemara is going to say, well, we'll see in the Minish, she can't even opt in. It's not even mother for him to join together. Vayter. So the Gemara will explain, right? Based on Pesukim. So the Ma'akam Bethli, what's a Machlokas? Rabbi Yehuda Sover B'machzas Nefashos V'afilu Nashim. Right? Again, we count, and people have to be registered for the Pasuk, registered for the Korban, and even women. So if you tell me that maybe the women should have the same status for Pesach Sheni as well, so Ksiv the Pasuk says Chet O Yisah HaIshahu, referring to the guy who missed Pesach Rishon, he will have his own sin. He has to deal with that, and he has to bring Pesach Sheni. Right, Haish, right, Ish in Ishalah, meaning a woman who is chayiv in Pesach Rishon, but if she misses it, she's not chayiv in Pesach Sheni. I've chidem iyach efil tefillin ami b'sheni lo b'sheni lo ahani. Maybe you'll tell me, if so, b'sheni lo, right? Meaning, maybe she shouldn't even be tafel, meaning she shouldn't even have to do Pesach Sheni at all. Right, so therefore, ahani kechol kukasa pesach lo tefillin ba'alma. So the Gemara explains that kechol kukasa pesach, that Pesach Sheni has to be like all of the halachos of Pesach Rishon. Right, I mean, that teaches me that she's tefillin ba'alma, that she's optional in terms of that comes to include her into Pesach Sheni. Okay, meaning the pasuk originally thought theoretically excluded her from Pesach Sheni, and then the pasuk says that all the halakos of Pesach Sheni apply to Pesach Rishon. A woman is not chayiv straight up. Yeah, okay, but she can opt in. That's how Rabbi Yehuda darshens out the pasuk. Rabbi Yossi, my time. Oh, what does Rabbi Yossi say again? That a woman can always be included, can even have her own group for both Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. The pasuk says Barishon. What does it say for Pesach Rishon? It says b'mechsas nefashos, right? Same pasuk that Rabbi Yehuda used to teach me that a woman is chayiv. Afilu isha, right? Even a woman. Uksiv a Pesach Sheni instead of Pesach Sheni. B'nechersai amshayim Yisrael, right? If a person misses Pesach, the Korban Pesach, so then that person gets kares nefesh afilu nashim, right? Even women. So you see, the Korban Rabbi Yossi, they're chayiv to do both. V'alachetol Yisrael ishahu lemutei mai. So according to Rabbi Yossi, what is this pasuk of? This, the man will have a sin if he misses the Korban Pesach. What does that exclude from? Meaning, because Rabbi Yehuda uses that to exclude women. Rabbi Yossi holds that women are chayiv in Pesach Sheni. So what does that pasuk do? So my lemute katan mi kares, to exclude a katan from kares. If a katan misses Korban Pesach, so he's not going to be chayiv kares. Says Tosos, the obvious question. You need a pasuk to exclude a katan from kares? What do you? Ketanim are not chayiv mitzvos. They certainly not bar onshim. What are you talking about? So Gemara, the Tosas brings the case must be where the katan was a katan for Pesach Rishon, but he's a gadol for Pesach Sheni, where he turned bar mitzvah right during Sefiras Omer, or at least before Yudal Adir. So he turned bar mitzvah in between the two Pesachs. So you might have thought that he's chayiv to bring Pesach Sheni, and if he misses it, he's chayiv kares. Kamash Mola, no, he is not chayiv kares, according to Rabbi Yossi, if he misses Pesach Sheni. Okay, fine. What about Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon, again, who said that a woman is not chayiv at all in Pesach Sheni, she's not even allowed to do it. In Pesach Rishon, she can join in, but she's obviously she's not chayiv. You can't shecht Pesach Rishon, Korban Pesach, for a group of women. So Ksiv Barishon Ish. What pasuk is that? Rashi says, "Ah, the Gemara will explain." Yeah, right. Nachon. So meaning it says by the first Korban Pesach, it says Ish, that the Ish brings the Korban Pesach. Ish will in Ish alone. Men, yes, but women, not. I have a chitema yach efil tefillah namilo. So okay, but then why are they allowed to join in a group for Pesach Rishon? So the Gemara says, "Ahani leiv mechsas nefashos." The pasuk includes her. Right, with the pasuk of mechsas nefashos, you can include like souls, right, including women. Let's tefillah. That teaches me that a woman is included, right. Secondarily, she can join into a group if she wants for Pesach Rishon. The chidei ma'afilu b'sheni nami. Aye, so why can't she then join in for Pesach Sheni as well? So it says mi'it rachmano b'sheni. Right, so the pasuk excluded her from the korban Pesach Sheni. Because the pasuk says cheto yusa ha'ish. Right, the pasuk we quoted before that ish in me'alo isha lo. That only a man will sin if he doesn't bring Pesach Sheni, not a woman. I mean, my did come in my lay. So Gemara says, one second. So how do I know that it's being excluded? I mean, how do you know it's excluding her from Pesach Sheni Lagamre? Right? If she's not going to be chayav in Pesach Rishon, right? Why do you have to exclude her from Pesach Sheni? Right, that's how Rabbi Shimon, again, that's Rabbi Shimon Shita. She's not chayiv in Pesach Rishon. So why would you need to exclude a woman from Pesach Sheni? She wasn't chayiv originally. Elav mitzvela, right? It must be that, no, she was chayiv a little bit. I mean, she was able to join in together. Therefore, you have to tell me that she's not secondarily chayiv in Pesach Sheni. Okay. Now, umay ish dekam Rabbi Shimon. Well, again, we said before that Rabbi Shimon says, it says by Pesach Rishon, the word ish, and that teaches me only men are chayiv in Pesach Rishon and not women, according to Rabbi Shimon. So the Gemara says, which ish are we talking about? Right, you tell me that each man has to take a korban pesach. Right, that's when Moshe told Bnei Yisrael to take the korban pesach. So who mi'boyle? The Rabbi Yitzchak. Well, that pasuk is already teaching me. Rabbi Yitzchak then. Da'amar ish zocha gein katan zocha. That you can be a mezakeh v'adam, that a person, that a man has that that gedolim, that adults are able to be mezakeh. You can have a zchus. You can mezakeh the adam soul of the fun of. That you can acquire something through a zechiah. And women katanim cannot do that. That's unable to, katanim are unable to, let's say, acquire legally. If you look at Rashi writes the whole concept of Zechiah, right? This is really not really so relevant for us, but Rashi says the whole concept of Zechiah is based on Shlichus. Okay, you can't have a katan as a Shliach. Find Ayin Sham for more, you know, more in-depth be'ion in terms of that Zechiah. But that pasuk is already used for that, for Rabbi Yitzchak's din. So that can't be the pasuk that Rabbi Shimon was talking about. I said, Ella, me ish lefi achlo tachosu alase. Maybe if you tell me that a man is going to eat, right, it has to be registered for the korban. So how many Rabbi Yosi savrla? How many Rabbi Yosi savrla like Rabbi Shimon? From the fact that Rabbi Yosi holds like Rabbi Shimon. Again, if you remember, we used that before. But lozuchal lechol bechal sharecha, Rabbi Yosi held like Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon not savrla like Rabbi Yosi. Apparently, Rabbi Shimon also holds like Rabbi Yosi. And what did Rabbi Yosi use this pasuk for? When we violate the shochtim as a pesach aleichid. Apparently, again, from the fact that Rabbi Yosi agrees with Rabbi Shimon about the pasuk of Bechai Sharecha, apparently it must be that Rabbi Shimon holds like Rabbi Yosi, and Rabbi Yosi uses that pasuk to teach me that you're allowed to shech the korban pesach for one person, right? That we did that on Amal Aleph. So Amal Lecha, Rabbi Shimon would say to you, no, im kein, nichtav rachman lefi achlo. No, Rabbi Shimon doesn't need the entire pasuk. But he holds a Rabbi Yosi, but he doesn't need the entire pasuk. He just says, Lefi achlo, my ish. What's the word ish doing there? So Shmach Mino Tarti, apparently you can learn both things from that. And therefore, Rabbi Shimon used that ish to teach me that men can bring, should bring Korban Pesach Rishon and not woman. Okay. Come on, Azal Dehad Amar Rabbi Elazar. Who is Rabbi Elazar holding like when he says, Isha Barishon Chova Mushani Rishos, that a woman is chayav in Korban Pesach Rishon, she's allowed to join in the second Korban Pesach, v'doches haShabbos, and that Pesach is doches Shabbos. Gemara says, one second, just before we get to who's he like, right? I rishos amai doches haShabbos. If you're telling me that Pesach Sheni is rishos for a woman, why is it doches Shabbos? So Ella Emas would say it in the reverse, meaning b'sheni rishos and rishon chova, a woman is chayiv, is allowed to join Pesach Sheni, and she's chayiv in Pesach Rishon, v'doches haShabbos, and Pesach Rishon is what's doches Shabbos. Okay, who's, come on, who's that like? So that's like Rabbi Yehuda, like Rabbi Yehuda, like we saw before, at the top of the Amud, that women are chayav Pesach Rishon and are allowed to join Pesach Sheni. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yaakov from Rabbi Yochanan, Ein Osim Chavura Shekula Gerim. You don't make a group of people on the Korban Pesach that are entirely Gerim. Shema Yidaktiku Bo V'Yaviyu L'Dei Psul. Because maybe they'll be so careful, and Rashi says they won't know exactly the halacha so well, and they'll puzzle. Maybe they won't. Rashi doesn't explain which halachos they won't know as well. If you look at Rashi, that's gubo. We should the inan b'nei Torah. They're not as knowledgeable necessarily yet. Yachmir alav and ladaktik. Right, they'll be more machmir. The yafsulu achinam, and they'll render the Korban Pesach puzzle based on their meticulousness that was unnecessary. Now this is. I'm not sure exactly which halacha Rashi is referring to. Perhaps it could be about the halachas of mum. Maybe they'll think that something is a mum and they'll passel it. Or I don't know. I can't think of any other examples. But maybe their ignorance will lead to them to be overzealous, and then they will passel the Korban Pesach unnecessarily. Now Tosfos points out over here, if you look at Tosfos Shema, that the other places in Shas, the Gemara says the Gerim are more medactic. Meaning that their being medactic is a good thing, that they're much more careful about the halacha. Not that they're going to be too medactic and ignorant, as Rashi points out, as the Gemara seems to be saying over here. Tosfos says that in Chulin, for example, that there's a case you see the Gemara say that Gerim are more careful in halacha than Jews, than regular Jews. Okay, I mean, Tosfos does point that out, right? You do have both of those in the Gemara. Okay, it could be. I don't know, at the time, maybe there was a split in terms of knowledge. I'm not sure exactly the split between the two of them, right? When Gerim are more careful, they're less careful. Okay, I guess in the Maisa, right? Very often you see, Baruch Hashem, like Gerim are very, very careful in terms of halacha, sometimes even more than Jews. Okay, so the Gemara points out here that perhaps they were not as knowledgeable. Maybe in the grand scheme of things, they didn't learn Hilchos Pesach first, right? You're going to start with that, I would imagine, you know. Other halachos as opposed to the Korban Pesach, so perhaps at this point they were not as knowledgeable as other Jews who have been studying Torah for longer. Okay, Tanur Rabbanan the Braisa tells us as we go down towards the Mishnah, Pesach Matzah Amar Barishon Chova, right? Pesach Matzah Amar, right? Like we say at the Seder night, all those things are a chiyuv. Mekayim Eilach, but from here and on, meaning the rest of the days of Pesach, right? It's a rishos. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, Vanashim Chova, Vanashim Rishos. Men are chayiv and women are Pachas. The Gemara says, Ahaya, which are we talking about? Which one of these halachos, right, Pesach, Matzah, and Mar, are we talking about? Ilema Pesach, if you'll tell me that we're talking about the Korban Pesach, so Pesach called Shiva Mi'aika. That can't be, because no one brings the Korban Pesach for 7 days, it's only one day. So that's out. Must be either Matzah or Mar, right? Ela Matzah or Mar, if you tell me that's what we're talking about. Ema Sefer, Rishim, Omer, Ba'anashim, Chovah, Ba'anashim, Rishus, right? What, Rabbi Shimon says that women are optional in matzah and mar? Less later, Rabbi Shimon hadam Rabbi Elazar. But does Rabbi Shimon not hold of Rabbi Elazar's din that nashim chayivos b'achilos matzah dvar Torah, that women are chayiv in achilos matzah? Shemar lo sochal alav chametz shiras yamim tochal alav matzos. Right, kol sheyesh no b'val tochal chametz yesh no b'kum achol matzah. The pasuk links chametz and matzah. If anybody is not allowed to eat chametz, and certainly all people, all Jews are not allowed to eat chametz, so they're chayiv to eat matzah on that first night. So women are definitely chayiv in matzah. Fani nashi hold the yeshnu b'bal tochel chametz yeshnu b'kum ochel matzah. So you can't be talking about the Korban Pesach because you don't bring the Pesach all 7 days. You can't be talking about matzah because obviously women are chayiv in matzah because they're chayiv not to eat chametz. So ela ema Pesach matzah amar barishon chova mikam ve'elech reshus. So therefore, what are we saying? That those three things on the first night are chova. From here and on, it's rishos. Rabbi Shimon Omer Pesach Banashim Chova Banashim Rishos. So it must be Rabbi Shimon is talking about the Korban Pesach, and the other part of the Mishnah is talking about, right, obviously those three things are chayiv on the first night. Obviously Pesach is not a rishos the rest of the Yantif, right? Matzah and Mar are rishos to eat the rest of Pesach, and then Rabbi Shimon is not talking about either of them. That's talking about then Rabbi Shimon goes back to the Korban Pesach and he says on the first night, like you said before, women are chayiv and women are allowed to join in, but they are not chayiv in Korban Pesach. And that is the split in the Brisa. Okay, Shkoyah, go to Rabosei, we'll go weiter in the Hinnah Gishas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.